We continue featuring a century of Tennessee High School football, and one of the all-time greats, no doubt, is with us, Randy Stokes. Appreciate you taking some time to be with us today, Randy.
Michael, I appreciate you thinking of me, and you know, Tennessee is a very special place in my heart, and you know, I'm glad to be able to get on the radio and talk about it a little bit.
Well, we're going to reminisce. There's some great moments that I know you are part of. First off, let's go on and get this out of the way. There was a pretty athletic family. Your brother Mike was All-State. You were right up there with him when you played. But there's no doubt that Steve is obviously the athletic specimen of the family, correct?
There is no doubt. You know, actually, this call should be with Steve and not with me. That's the way it should be going right now.
Randy played 3 years at Tennessee, 79 through 81. During the Coach Ronnie Baines era. Talk about those years and what it was like playing during that era.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, 1980, I think we went 2-8. And, you know, it was a young football team. We had a great quarterback in Clay Hornsby and, you know, some decent talent with Dan and Scott Dunson. And, you know, but we were a bunch of, you know, we had a bunch of 10th graders myself. Scott Roberts, Mike Barnett, you know, some guys that just was young and just coming up. So, you know, we took our lumps. Clay ran for his life at quarterback. But, you know, it was a tough year. And, you know, the next year was a pretty good year. We had some pretty good talent. I was listening to the interview I did with Coach Bangs the other day. He was right. We were a lot better than 5-5. But we had some good talent with Steve Moss at running back and Dan Wilbanks at center and some pretty good guys on defense.
So is there the 2-0 game stands out. That's what we kind of focused on. We had Dan Wilbanks on with Coach Baines. And he said you set the tone right away on a play that was actually a penalty play on the very first play they had on offense. Talk about that night and shutting out a team and winning a game by an odd score like 2-0.
Yeah, it was a very it ranks up probably my top three most special games, you know, as a football player. It was, you know, we had a better team. We knew we had a better team than our record indicated. And so we went to Stanhope that last game and we had a chip on our shoulder and, you know, we came ready to play. And, you know, everything, you know, it was a hard-fought game and it should have been worse than 2-0. And but Dan Wilbanks made a great play and, you know, we won't ever forget it. And, you know, I was hyped up and, you know, made some decent plays. And you know, I heard Dan say that might have been the game I got recognized as a potential college football player, and very well could have been, but it was a great game.
You said you had top three. Give me some more. What's some of the others that stand out?
Well, you know, obviously the top football game in my career was Auburn Alabama game my freshman year at Auburn.
No doubt. As we moved to college, talk about that. You break the streak. Everybody knows what happened there. When the streak was 9 games and you guys made a game-winning drive, you made a huge block on the final play, I guess, for the touchdown. And you'll be known forevermore as the guy jumping in the air on the poster that was at Margaret's Cafe for all those years.
Yeah, my brothers, they give me a hard time. They you know, we get together. They'll ask me sometimes, can I still get off the ground that high? Of course, I probably can't. But, yeah, it was a special game, and, you know, I was really blessed to had the opportunity to play, you know, at Auburn and for Coach Dye and, you know, and that game, it just, you know, I was a freshman. I had just turned 18 in September and been working really hard. And, you know, I grew up, I don't know if you knew this, Michael, I know a lot of people do, but I grew up an Alabama fan.
We've heard.
They came to me my senior year, and, you know, and I don't much blame. We had a rough, you know, we went 1-9 my senior year, and it was just a rough season, and a lot of young guys again. And Coach Dye came to me one Saturday down at south side, I was working, I worked for the education with Morris Purcell, and I wouldn't give anything for those years working with that fine gentleman. And Coach Dye and Oval James comes in, and I'm slinging a 12-inch paintbrush in the hall at the south side. And my dad comes down there, and he said, "Hey, you got a couple of gentlemen up here that wants to talk to you." And, make a long story short, they come to see me and said, "Hey, we want you to play at Auburn. We want to go ahead and offer you a scholarship no matter what happens to you. We know you're an Alabama fan, but we want your kind at Auburn." And that's what Coach Dye was trying to build. And, that meant a lot to me. He said, "I don't care if you tear your knee up or, you can't play. I want you to be in the program."
I know that made that win that much more, I guess, bittersweet for you.
It did. I had a strong burn in my stomach. When I was told that I was going to be starting, it was like a dream come true for me.
Yeah, that iconic photo that we talked about was in the cafe in East Tallahassee all those years. Was on the media guide the next. Just a great shot, and it's a big moment, a turning point for Auburn. And from that point on, you guys held your own, obviously, in that series. And Coach Dye, you got to play with him. Obviously, we should touch on the fact that he has just passed. Right. I know that was tough for you and all your teammates that played for him.
Yeah, Coach Dye was a special person, and he was a tough man and a tough coach, but he was fair. And I learned a lot, about life, and, it was hard. It's been a hard week.
Your dad, your whole family, as you mentioned, Alabama fans. I think Steve said you guys were pulling for Alabama the year before, may have even been at the game. Next year, you're on the field playing for the other team.
Yeah,
it really is kind of quite the reversal. I mean, y'all are a huge Alabama fan. You said you're an Alabama fan, but y'all were big time Alabama fans.
Yeah, when I say we were out, we went to all the Sugar Bowl games. We was at both Penn State games and at the Superdome and Ohio State game. And I mean, we were huge Alabama fans. I had a picture of Johnny Musso and Terry Davis on my wall in my bedroom. We'd write the Auburn Alabama score up there every year. And, we were big. It was, to say we were, we were big Alabama fans.
Well, I've heard the stories of those who played there or people who went to school there. And it's, it's a changeover, there's no doubt. Your dad was a big Alabama fan, Coach Bryant fan. And was it easy for him? Obviously, he's got a son playing there. I'm sure the transition was interesting to see.
Yeah, when you sign a scholarship and they pay for your education, and I called Dan Wilbanks the day I signed, and I said, "Hey, come over here and get all this stuff out of my house, and you can have it all." And so it was, Michael was an Auburn fan. He was the only one in the family that was, true to God Auburn fan. So he liked it a lot. So
your dad, Mr. Russell Stokes, obviously the principal at Southside, people loved him for sure. What was it like coming up for him? Because he was pretty strict as a principal.
Yeah, no, it was. He was a special parent, and I give all the credit to my parents and my brothers. They, kind of making me who I was.
How often have you been able to get back and watch Tallahassee football? I know you've got a son now playing at Vestavia Hill. So how much do you keep up with it these days?
I don't keep up with it real close. Like you said, I got a son. He's he's playing at Vestavia, and we're pretty tied up, with him. But, I'm hoping to, Michael get back down there as soon as he graduates from Vestavia. I want to move back to Elmore County, and that's home for me. Always has, always will be.
So any options out there for him as a college player, maybe?
He started as a sophomore at Vestavia last year in 7A football, and they play in a pretty tough division. They're playing the likes of Hoover and Thompson, and of course Thompson won it all.
Yep.
And Hoover's Hoover, and so he he got thrown into fire last year. He did pretty good. So we'll see. He's growing. He's about 6'1", 250 right now. So, and you know, he always, you know, talks to me. He said, "Dad, I'm not as tall as you." I said, "You don't have to be tall, buddy." I said, "Play hard and compete." And you know, and that's what I learned, you know, from my dad, Coach Dye, was to really compete hard. So.
You did get to play in the All-Star game after your high school career in 1981. Of course, you graduated in 82. Talk about that experience.
You know, it was a lot of fun, and, you know, you really got to see the, you know, the other side, you know, some of the other players around the state, and, you know, a lot of the guys, you know, obviously Bo was there, and a lot of the guys that signed in our class at Auburn were there. And so it was a lot of fun. It was a bad game. It rained cats and dogs the whole game. I think it was a one field goal kick in the whole game. But you know, at the time, I knew it was a big deal. I didn't know, you know, later on down the road, I remember, you know, it became clear to me how big a deal it was. Everybody don't get to go, and so I was proud I had that chance.
You still keep up with some of your teammates from Tallahassee or Auburn these days?
I do. I mean, you know, you was asking me about, you know, I got to watch many years ago when I was at Auburn. I think Tallahassee was playing Auburn, and Michael Fannin. I used to take Michael to school every day, and so I got to go down on the field, and I think somebody took a picture of me leaning over talking to him. And so, you know, and I obviously try to keep up with, you know, probably the two most famous guys in Dallas, D. Rogers, or General Rogers, and Chuck the Seal, Chuck Hayes, you know. So I keep up with those guys, and Russ Newman, and Terry DeFee, who played linebacker behind me at in Dallas. He was a senior when I was a junior. So,
well, we it's good catching up with you, and we hope you'll maybe join us again soon. Appreciate you kind of telling us about some of the good old days here at Tallahassee High School. Hope to see you back here soon. You say you're coming back. We'll look forward to seeing you when you do.
No, absolutely, Michael. And I appreciate it. And you know, Tallahassee is a special place. And I ain't saying this. I every time we go through Tallahassee, or somebody will send me a picture and say, "Hey, I'm in Tallahassee," and I'll tell them, I said, "Well, you better take your hat off. That's God's country."
All right. Well, hey, Randy, it's good to talk to you. Take care. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir, Mike. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Randy Stokes, one of Tallahassee's all-time greats.